Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, your daily dose of knowledge from Wikipedia's finest articles. The featured article for Thursday, January 23, 2025 is Castell Coch. Castell Coch, Welsh for Red Castle, Welsh pronunciation, Cos.tl Cochi, is a 19th-century Gothic Revival castle built above the village of Tungwenlai, Cardiff, in Wales. The first castle on the site was built by the Normans after 1081 to protect the newly conquered town of Cardiff and control the route along the Taff Gorge. Abandoned shortly afterwards, the castle's earth motte was reused by Gilbert de Clare as the basis for a new stone fortification, which he built between 1267 and 1277 to control his freshly annexed Welsh lands. This castle may have been destroyed in the native Welsh Rebellion of 1314. In 1760, the castle ruins were acquired by John Stuart, 3rd Earl of Bute, as part of a marriage settlement that brought the family vast estates in South Wales. John Crichton Stuart, 3rd Marquess of Bute, inherited the castle in 1848. One of Britain's wealthiest men, with interests in architecture and antiquarian studies, he employed the architect William Burks to rebuild the castle as a country residence for occasional occupation in the summer, using the medieval remains as a basis for the design. Burghs rebuilt the outside of the castle between 1875 and 1879, before turning to the interior. He died in 1881 and the work was finished by Burghs's remaining team in 1891. Bute reintroduced commercial viticulture into Britain, planting a vineyard just below the castle, and wine production continued until the First World War. He made little use of his new retreat, and in 1950 his grandson, the 5th Marquess of Bute, placed it into the care of the state. It is now controlled by the Welsh Heritage Agency CADW. Castell Coch's external features and the high Victorian interiors led the historian David MacLeese to describe it as one of the greatest Victorian triumphs of architectural composition. The exterior, based on 19th-century studies by the antiquarian George Clark, is relatively authentic in style, although its three stone towers were adapted by Burghs to present a dramatic silhouette, closer in design to mainland European castles such as Chillon than native British fortifications. The interiors were elaborately decorated, with specially designed furniture and fittings. The designs include extensive use of symbolism drawing on classical and legendary themes. Joseph Mordaunt Crooke wrote that the castle represented the learned dream world of a great patron and his favorite architect, recreating from a heap of rubble a fairy tale castle which seems almost to have materialized from the margins of a medieval manuscript. The surrounding Castell Coch beech woods contain rare plant species and unusual geological features and are protected as a site of special scientific interest. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:30 UTC on Thursday, January 23, 2025. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Castell Coch. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share-Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday at masto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Neural Ruth.